I'm going to examine the tshuva of Hagaon Rabbi Moshe Feinstein Zatzal and attempt to just define what the parameters are in terms of Siman Beis here in the Mishnah Berurah. So if you examine the Mishnah Berurah, we saw Mishnah Berurah quotes the pasuk "Melo kol aretz kavodo," that one should always comport oneself with a sense of modesty and busha in the presence of Hashem Yisbarach, even if one is b'chad b'chadorim, even at night time, and one should not expose any part of one's body. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah paskins, and this is a very significant psak in Sifkat Nalef on below. So Mishnah Berurah says that there are saks; they should be put on under the cover, under the blanket. And here's really where the nub of the issue lies between the Mishnah Berurah and the other Gedolei HaPoskim. Mishnah Berurah, in Sifkat Nalef, if you look at line number 6, Al Kein Han Pilos, Yireh Lelofshem Lefashtem Gam Kein Tachat Asadin, Shelo Legalot Raglo, Shedarkom Lios Mechusos Leolam Bindinos Elo, Shein Hochim Yofeich Afilu Bakayitz, Vechein Kol Kiyotzi Bezeh. So the Gedra Hadvarim, according to Mishnah Berurah, what is the Derech? Are these considered to be Mekomos HaMechusim or Mekomos HaMegulim? The Mishnah Berurah contends in his day, no one walked barefooted, even in the summer.
Even in their house?
The Mishnah Berurah does not indicate otherwise, and with Mashma, that even in their house, Kach Mashmos of the Mishnah Berurah. We'll see that, obviously, Bizmaneinu Anu, that's not the case.
I don't care about Bizmaneinu Anu, I care about his...
I care about Bizmaneinu Anu, that's how we pass in the halacha. You'll see in a moment, Igris Meisher. But Meisher Feinstein, Bichvoid of Atzmo, in his own home. Yeah. Meisher Feinstein, the Chazanish in his own home, without socks. Kach, Shomati, Eidus Brura, Migdoy Le'elam. Anyway, the Kitzer, the Mishnah Berurah is talking Bizmano, as you indicated correctly. But Bizmano, clearly, the mores were markedly different than they are today. That's the point of the Mishnah Berurah. So the machlokes would be how you define mekomos hamegulim and mekomos hamechusim. We'll see in a moment in the Igros Meisher. He has clearly a markedly different definition of what's considered to be megula, what's called mechusim. That's the goof of the machlokes. That's exactly the issue. Hakol tolui what the particular mores of this particular geographic locus is at this particular time. But again, as I said yesterday, and I mentioned already this week a number of times, the ones that are koveya are not individuals who are not shomrei Torah mitzvahs. They are not the ones who determine how you define what's called makom megula, makom mechusa, but rather it's determined by shomrei Torah mitzvahs. People who in general are tzanua, people who are cognizant of below kol aretz kavodo, people who are aware of what the Bi'ah Halacha quotes actually in the beginning of Siman Gimel. If you look in Siman Gimel, he quotes a smak, that getting dressed in a distinct fashion, in a discreet fashion, is really a mitzvah daraisa. We are off at the very beginning of Gimel. This is Hanhagas Beis Hakisei. He quotes the Gemara in Brachas Samach Beis, the maflig ha-gemara b'midas ha-tznius, who is smak mein ha-tznius the mitzvah daraisa. What mitzvah daraisa are we talking about? B'hoi ha-machaneh ha-kodosh. V'layir b'chal erbaz dover v'shom me'acharecha, which applies to both men and women. The Pesachim are not Mechalik, they don't distinguish between men and women regarding this matter. The distinction between men and women is referenced in Siman Ayin Hei. There, where the Gemara says in Brachas Chavdali, that Tefach Megula B'Isha Erba. There you have distinction between men and women. Midin Hiruhur, the Gemara calls Sukin, Tefach B'Isha Erba, Shok B'Isha Erba. Mashenkin here, this is based on a Dibun Alocha, of Moloi Kolaretz Kevoidai. What the Mishnah Berurah quoted in Siman Beis, and what the Bi'ah Halacha quotes at the beginning of Siman Gimel. So here there's no distinction between men and women. But we'll see in a moment exactly in terms of what my beloved nephew, Shlita Judah, indicated correctly. But there's a distinction in terms of the zeitgeist between the days of the Mishnah Berurah and Bizmaneinu Anu. That's a very important distinction because we are following what is the norm Bizmaneinu as opposed to the norm Bizman of the Mishnah Berurah. So here the Mishnah Berurah clearly is, as you can see, from his Lashonos, the Mishnah Berurah is pretty machmir with reference to this matter, and it could very well be that again, this might be totally on the fundamental machlokes between the Mishnah Berurah and let's say the Poskim Shel Zmanenu. Specifically, I'm talking about Hagoyna Moshe Feinstein Zatzal. Means in general, the question of why one has to go ahead and be miskasev itznius, as I mentioned, the Mishnah Berurah refers to the pasuk that Kodesh Baruch Hu's beloy kol aretz kevodo, which essentially is not totally on the Yetzer Hara. That's just a universal kind of statement that Mishnah Berurah is making here. And Melo kol aretz kevodo applies even to Malachi Ashoyis. Bokei tov, Kvod Harav. A good morning. Mazel tov, mazel tov. So Melo kol aretz kevodo applies even to Malachi Ashoyis. It's not necessarily limited to human beings. And therefore it's not told in the Yetzer Hara. The halacha is that a person, the way the Mishnah Berurah presents it, should not in any way expose his body bifnei boro. The emes it's a Rashi in Shayo Perek Vov on that pasuk. Take a look over there. And also the Gemara has in Maseches Chagiga and Daf Yud Gimel that it's considered to be a lack of the acheretz, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah apparently means over here. The Gemara Chagiga is discussing that issue, and the Mishnah Berurah says it refers even to Gilui Haraglayim. That's why one has to place one's socks and put them on under the blanket, under cover. That is certainly not the case today. I'll get to that a little bit if you don't mind in a few moments. But again, the din in Simin Gimel, that the Bi'al Locha quotes the completely different Alocha. That's a din d'Avaisi, quotes from the smack. Boya Machanecha Kadosh, these are three dinim. These are two separate, completely halachas. One is a universal din that the Mishnah Berurah quotes here in Siman Beis, Malach Halaretz Kevodo, and the other is based on a din erba, Vaya Machanecha Kadosh. So I'm just trying to stress, and then you'll see in a moment when we read the tshuva of Hagoyna Moshe Feinstein, that obviously the position of the Mishnah Berurah is that the definition of the Kaimis HaMechusim and the Kaimis HaMegulim Bizmano was markedly different than the situation is today. Now you'll see that Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal is going to prove his position in this tshuva. He mentions actually a number of factors, but let's jump the gun. So really right away we see a fundamental machlokes regarding Hislapshus Bitznius. What is the nature of that obligation? Is it a complete chiyuv? And by the way, when you read the Shulchan Aruch, that's the mashmos of the Shulchan Aruch, that this is a chiyuv. The way the Mechaber quotes here in both Sif Aleph and Sif Beis, the Lashon of the Mechaber, it's a pashtus of the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch and the Nosi Kelim. And you look at many achreinim today, whether it's Rabbi Tzion Abashol, who has many tshuvas about this in Oral Tzion, and therefore they're not so ready to be mekel. And the fact of the matter is that they have a different position than that of the Mishnah Berurah, than that of the Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal. So the Mishnah Berurah and Rav Moshe Feinstein seem to be cholok here, and really the machlokes seems to be, as I already discussed 2 days ago, all these dinim, are they dinim boven ekroni? Are they ekroni halachas etznius? That's the position of many, many Gdolei Achron, including Mishnah Berurah. Or no, do we assume that they're all Midas Chassidus? Essentially Midas Chassidus, and therefore now it doesn't mean that a person should not strive for Midas Chassidus. One should strive for that, but it's not required Mikra Din. So now let's go to the tshuva of Moshe Feinstein. I just wanted to, if you don't mind, if you have the tshuva, that would be quite helpful, because we're just going to identify and accentuate different elements of the tshuva, both tshuvas, the one that's found in Yerodea, that is in Simen Mem Zayin, and the other one that's found also in Yerodea, in Simen Samaches. Wow. I have another copy. Sorry. On page Resh Pei Beis, the tshuva of Rav Moshe Feinstein, lower left-hand corner. Right away refers to the Anpilos of the Mishnah Berurah, namely putting socks under the blanket. Going on to the next page, Resh Pei Gimel, right-hand corner, upper right-hand corner. First he points out Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal, that on line number 5, Umakam hamechusa nikra. You can circle that. Actually, I circled it in my copy. Umakam hamechusa nikra. Masha aderach lechasos gam cheyoshe beveisa. There's no question that people dress differently at home than when they go out. They're much more casual. The attire that people wear is less formal in their homes than the attire they wear outside. They tend to be a bit more formal. That's also a function of a generational thing, unquestionably. But here he defines what's called Makom Megula and Makom Mechusa. The answer is, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal, Sheyoshe Beveso. Even when you sit in your home, there are certain parts of your body you're not going to expose. That is called a Makom Mechusa. That's item number one, the very significant statement. And then he writes, Rak Olsen Habgodim, Tzorech Mizehiru Zeh Leloshon Tachas Asmicha. So that's called a Makom Mechusa. Then obviously you have to go ahead and demonstrate the proper tznius. And then he says, you're going to argue Malay Kalaret Kavodo. Says Rav Moshe, Da Avshu Bishul Kolet Shemayim Shem Malay Kalaret Kavodo. Hari Chazir Shirak Mishas Atfila Tzorech Liyos Mechusa Bibgodim. וגם בבגוד מחשובים כמו שאין לפני הגדולים אבל שלא בשעס התפילות אף שבכל מוקם שעומדו לפני השם אין צורך ליועס אף לא בבגוד עם ממש אלא סגי בעיתו בכל דבר שמחסם וכמי שדאג ליועס מחוסים זה הלוכה that a person has to dress in an extraordinary kind of fashion is a din in תפילות he can discuss a lokach on Yisrael where the Gemara says in Shabbos and the Gemara in Brochus that they were mitzayin nafshem before they went and approached Hashem's Baruch. And in general, that's also a very significant halacha. The question, I'm not dealing with that right now, but that needs to be addressed, namely, how people dress in the course of davening. Is it proper that a person should wear torn Levi's when one approaches Hashem is Baruch? And the answer is poshut. It's awesome. There's no heter whatsoever. You would not approach a melech, but it could be, people argue. On the contrary, today, at one time, the Rosh Memshalah of this country, the state of Israel, in the days of Ben-Gurion, they came to the Rosh Memshalah in shorts, in kakai shorts and the like. I don't think today anyone would have the he'ozah to appear that way before a Rosh Memshalah. Even many of the Sarei Memshalah, Israelis, Mufokim, born and bred, Moshavnikim, dressed in ties, much more formal attire. So that really is a function of how people would appear before a melech, before a king. That's how one should dress when it comes to Hashem Yisbarach, obviously. So the Rav Moshe Feinstein writes very clearly, that's a separate halacha, a completely independent, separate din, how one appears in davening. And he goes on to say, Vahu, this is what we mentioned yesterday, She'inyan ofen levishas habgodim shiukach v'kach urak pedos ha'in shi be'alma k'nechazinam. Obviously, convention determines how people dress. As I said, in Ireland, they wear kilts. And here or elsewhere, men dress in trousers. So there are shinuyim bein makom lemakom, bein zman lezman, b'yefen avgodim. So that is not the concern. But he says something else right in the last next three lines. Af mehoshe mechasen al kol panim ezaguf af shalom b'shul akor b'chom. We're not talking about weather. That's not the factor. It says digros meisha, whether it's cold, whether it's warm. Obviously, people in the cold are going to wear sweaters, are going to dress in a more snug kind of fashion, they're going to wear coats and the like. And during the summer, they're going to dress, obviously, in a lighter kind of fashion. Says Rav Moshe, that's not the issue. That's not, as he says, Alva mehoshe mechasin es aguf af shalom b'shul akor b'chom ikah echocha shechay shemakom zeh l'gnai sheh besorah megula sheh l'cheinu gnai l'amur kem b'lo kisu af shalaka inshi mitzah kvod Hashem. So the issue is, determine what's considered to be a makom megula, what's called gnai, what's called a makom mechusa. That is something which is completely and totally independent. And then he writes, Abulim Kain, who raksha inchi meganin zegam mishayoshigim bevezel b'shosayo, that even in a person in his own home, there are certain parts of his body he's not going to expose, even within one's home. And he says, Abul Main Khashin Zelig Nai, Cheshi came to Beso, and Lashin Zelig Nai, Yachalios came to Beso. Will I eat to Klau? Become his sailor, Yeshul Godal Inchi, Bang Shayoshi Beso, as much in the Chosim Etzel Inchi. And some people would not even have difficulty if someone comes in, or people come in, they would still maintain that kind of dress. And therefore, that would automatically may assume that that particular area of the body is not considered to be halachically, a makom that has to be mechusa. That's Rav Moshe Feinstein's definition, which is clearly markedly different. I'm going to see further how markedly different it is from the Mishnah Berurah and from many of the other achronim that I referred to a moment ago, or the Tzion and others. Continues Rav Moshe Feinstein on this vein. That's a simple halacha. But I'm not, right now we're talking, focused on, obviously, there's a distinction between men and women. Ain't shum sofek. That Sabi, Sheva, first of all, that's the Gemara in Ksuv, it's a Mishnah. The Gemara calls it Pasuk. Bukbar Asroesha Isha. Shalot Tzalachna, Benos Yisrael, Pru Asroesh. That's a Din Baraisa. One of the mistakes, this is pointed out already by the Igus Moshe as well, that there are two sugis in Shas. One in Ksuv, the Mishnah. And then there's also the sugi in Brachas and Chavdali. So the Aruch HaShulchan has a famous comment, the Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, is something like this Aruch HaShulchan. The Gemara says in Brachas Sabi She'erva, you're not allowed to say Dvarim Shebikdusha, or learn Torah and the like in the presence of a woman, a married woman whose hair is uncovered. So Rishonim HaMechalek between Sar, the Erva of Sar, and the other Erva, Shok B'Yisha'erva, Tevach B'Yisha'erva. The Gemara actually quotes Psukim in Brachas Chavdalit. Regarding Sar, the Gemara calls the Pasuk Shir Hashirim, Sarech Ke'eder Ha'izim Shegol Shem Ha'a Gila. And the other Pesukim, Kol B'Yisha Erva, the Gemara also, everything in the Gemara is based on Pesukim, but Rishonim HaMechale between different types of Erva. There's Erva that's more provocative and Erva that's less provocative. Shok is more provocative. Sar B'Yisha Erva is less provocative by nature, by definition, and that's why there's a famous Heter of the Aruch HaShulchan, he quotes from Rishonim, he doesn't say it on his own. He quotes from Rishonim who say, that because that is less provocative, and even Bizmano, there were many, many women who did not cover their hair, many married women. So he is mako that a person could say Dvarim Shebikdusha in the presence of a married woman whose hair is uncovered. However, it is very clear she cannot have other parts of her body that are mechuyot to be covered. They must be covered. And you would not be able to say Dvarim Shebikdusha, learn Torah in the presence of other areas of her body that are supposed to be covered and are not covered. So right away, many assume mistakenly. That's an egregious error. There's no chiyah for married women to cover her hair. By the way, they connected the dot of the Aruch HaShulchan from Simcha Chavdalid and connected to the Mishnah Ksuvos, which is completely wrong, because Mishnah Ksuvos is a din d'oraisa. A married woman is mechuyah to cover her hair. Rav Moshe Feinstein, who happens to be in this respect pasul Aruch HaShulchan, against Rav Gedolei Yisrael. Rav Gedolei Yisrael did not agree with that psak. They feel you can't be somech, cannot be somech Aruch HaShulchan, and they feel that it's sar b'isha erva. One cannot say Dvarim Shebikdusha. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in another tshuva that he allows up to two etzbos all around, up to a tefach, tefach b'isha erva. And here this psak was taken, he was taken to task in the Oizva Hadar Levusha by one of the Dolei Ador in Gateshead, a Rav Folk, Lechatzag Devracha, who passed away not long ago. He put out a sefer in English, very comprehensive, the most comprehensive work that was ever written on Inyan Tznius. I think I mentioned this already a few times when he published the Sefer. So I went through the entire Sefer. It was already many years ago. And I wrote him 300 ha'aras on the Sefer, because he doesn't quote any Maamar Mekumis. And I went from one issue to the next, and I essentially questioned a lot of his chumras. And then he wrote me back that he hopes to publish in Mitzvah Hashem another work that will delineate and detail the Maamar Mekumis. There was quite a pause and interregnum between those ha'aras that I wrote. 10 years later, a two-volume work appeared by a Goyen Rav Folk, Zatzal. He sent me two volumes with the original letter, with arrows to every single ha'ara, on which pages he cites the makor for those chumras that he wrote in the first two volumes. I was astounded b'chlal by the Svarim, astounded by his Derech Eretz, astounded by the Yeki in this Goyen Ador, Rav Pesach Folk. He was a giant. I was never zeichet to meet him. He was in Gateshead for many, many years. He was a very prominent Dayan. That Sefer is not easy for people who are products of the Western world to... Maybe Rabbi Bramfield Shliti, you're probably familiar with that Sefer. And in one of the institutions that I was associated with, that I essentially directed many years ago, I initially started using that Sefer, then realized it was simply not matim for that particular crowd, and so I quickly put it in Gediza. The problem is it was the only sefer in English that existed that was comprehensive beyond comprehensive. Unbelievable sefer. There's not an area he didn't touch. He didn't discuss, and he's a giant, one of the Gdolei Ador, unquestionably. So he writes there, since I'm talking about the issue that you raised, that he doesn't agree with the tshuva of the Igus Meisha regarding Sabi Yisha Erva, regarding two etzvois, and he said even Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, that Tzal himself, did not agree l'chatchila with the position that he advocated. He was only advocating that position with the Eved and not the chatchila. And this I discussed with Hagoyin, Radav Feinstein Shlita, Hashem Mizbrach, Yishlach Lo Rufur Shlema Maher, Rav David Ben Simeleya. I discussed it with him, and he told me, and this I heard already from the Talmud Mubarak of Hagoyin Rav Feinstein, Hagoyin on Nisim Alpes, that's all decades ago. So I knew that Rav Moshe said it, but they agreed both that it was not the Chatzilah position of Hagoyin Rav Feinstein. Chatzilah position is that a woman should cover her entire hair. Okay, we went off the topic. But anyway, going back to the Igus Moshe over here, in the second paragraph, on page Reish Pei Gimel, so Rav Moshe writes, V'tzorechu im yeh shiu izman gadol b'shvil zeh. Let's say a person has to do everything under the covers, and that's going to create a lot of difficulty. Have you ever tried to get dressed under the blankets and make sure that you're completely encompassed and engulfed and enclosed the entire time? V'tzorech lelech l'melachto. You have to go to work. V'kolshkein shekom l'lmoteyom yizbatel b'shvil zeh harbeh. Because you want to make sure that you're completely enclosed, completely encompassed, completely covered. Zeh vadi neshev hechreach. That would be a compelling reason not to do it. Then it goes further. Could you imagine a woman putting on all her finery under the blankets? That would be absolutely unconscionable, unreasonable, totally unrealistic.
What about the time when you first made the whole gezeira, the whole din of getting dressed under the blankets? Did they think of that then?
The answer is no. They were not as conscious of fashion as we are, and Rav Moshe Feinstein was much more conscious of sartorial possibilities than the days of Chazal. So his point is, Yeshalem Lilbo Sheite, that's called the Hechreach. And then he continues, Ule'elu She Yesheni Bibgonim Yichon Mashin Hanikra Pajamas. I love Adrian Rav Moshe Feinstein, that's all. Eitzah Toiva Livshe Begodah V'Livosh HaPajamas Be HaBedroom.
Bedroom.
Shehu Ba'abatim B'Din Azor V'Umogim She'enim Shavarumim L'Rechitza Ba'Havana. That's what my grandmother called the bathtub. Havana. It's a Yiddish term. Shodif L'Inyon Zeh Mibetz HaKiseh. So Rav Moshe writes that people are getting undressed certainly in the bathrooms, certainly in the area where the showers and the bathtubs are, and even in their bedrooms. They're not dressed at that point in time. You yourself, the person who asked the question, gave this etza.
I think he's right.
It's
bathroom, because
at
that point he says bathroom, the habatim, the medina, the humak, which the shamrumim.
It could be bathroom, could be the bathroom.
That's the place where we're standing, yes. Arum in Rechitza.
So I had two different interpretations of this tshuva. But I think Rabbi Feinberg is correct, and that's what you also suggested. That referring to the bathroom, but he should have said bath. Bet, aleph, tet would have been better, as opposed to bathroom. But maybe that's what he means. Rabbi Feinberg, I'm not disagreeing with you. There are two different understandings of what he meant over here, very unclear. But he always does this, by the way. The Igus Meisha, he just transliterates always from the English into Hebrew. He has his own spelling. I find that to be, I see it with such chiva, with such love. Anyway, so the kids say, he writes further, one might argue only if one's in the merchatz for the purpose of showering or taking a bath, bathing, then one has the heter to be undressed. Rav Moshe suggests, no, that even you could extend that to someone who wants to get dressed, and he's getting dressed in that area, in the bathroom, in the washroom. Then he omit besamer besakise. Obviously, one is not concerned about covering a shechina in the bathroom. There's no mezuzah over there, and he quotes the Gemara Kedushin, Nafam Abeis, Ein Noin Nifnei Tam Chochem Amerchas. So let's say Tam Chochem comes in. At that moment, that a person in the Amerchas, there's no chiyah, but they say v'tokum, v'adat v'nei zokin. That's not called kima sheish bahidur. And Ubeis HaKisei, you just have to get used to his Rashi Tevis. Vishum Sheinu Mokam Hidur, Vimkem L'Shaykh Mekomas Eilu, Gam Leishiv Shom Bekomu Mishal HaShinu, Vimkem Mekomas Eilu, L'Shaykh Inu Kovu Klam. And now he sums it up, V'lochein, Hatsnius, the Beis HaKisei, she's the Baruch Adah Samad Gimel, she had sorek le'isnaik Shom, Gam Beis HaKisei, Vishum Sheikah, Inu Tznius Ba'alma. In general, there's a din of tznius. I once heard from someone who's connected to one of the Gedolei Yisrael. I spoke to her in 1968 about the inyan of tznius, and she told me it's a gray area of halacha. I won't cite whom I spoke to, a very prominent woman. That Rav Moshe here indicates that there is an inyan of tznius in general. In a Beis HaKisei, how one should, the Gemara says, Migalo tefach mechashet tzvachayim. So one has to be noy b'tznius in a Beis HaKisei as well. After Gabi Atzma, why? Lahargil asatzma b'tznius. Because it's something that one should try to train oneself to be as tzanu as one possibly can. So if there's a need, then you don't have to be worried about it. Beis HaKisei, ken shesham ein shum tzarech lios orom, ela hamikza shemuchach. There, a person obviously has to uncover certain parts of his body. Shamosha here extended the heter of getting dressed and undressed in a Beis HaMerchatz in that area, even though you're not intending to shower or to bathe. And then he ends the tshuva by saying, the entire sermon is Midas Chassidus. I mentioned this already. The entire week from the Bach and the Prima Gordon and Matzah Shekel and many Achron clearly indicate that's the case. I just want to if I can, try to summarize the Tshuva on the next, on page Shin Tes Zayin, which is the next Simen, Rav Moshe, Simen Samaches, and here it's a shorter Tshuva. And also, I think he continues to articulate what the parameters are. Everyone have it? Dalit. On page Shin Tes Zayin, the tshuva is Samechest Dalit, and you're there. Vinei in tznius ba'anoshim ledach milubashim kol aguf eina miyisurin. This idea that one has to completely be dressed totally is not something which is also be'ofen ekroni. Ela malo zehiros liyos milubash gam b'seiser mitam shivisa Hashem enegdi tomid. Now again, we're talking about an inyan of chasidus. It's not an inyan ekroni. V'yap v'yis hakisa lo yigala cheyeshev u'mitam zek shehoya darka lishkav ora v'yis hashina v'zman chazal. The minig was they didn't have pajamas. They would sleep without clothing. So what do? They cover themselves with a sadin, with a sheet. V'yotzorach mo mitzad mayla zu sheyivshu chalukul tachas ha-sadin k'itz merachayim se'mibesh lamates sit beis. That's why, because they were not clad, they had no clothing, they would go ahead and do everything under the cover. Again, Rav Moshe just repeated what he said in the earlier tshuva. How are we going to define makom megula and makom mechusa? That's what we have to figure out, what the minig hamakom is. Again, we're talking about shoy mitor mitzis. If that area of the body is not mechusem, then one can go beofin begula, even the minas chasidus. But there ain't a kavanah shetzorach lilbosh ki amida shalach v'nei melachim v'nei anoshim shenam makim afshu gamu b'chevu v'nei melam alchi amlochim. One is always in the presence of Hashem Yisbarach. But that's a separate halacha that applies to what? Again, he repeats himself. That din applies only to tefillah. Kedisa b'simin tzadigal sifei ayn shomag rabom. Even though it's not ma'akeh, the Rambam says in Hilchos Tefillah that if one is not dressed, let's say a person comes in Levi's, which is not a chatchila, but certainly it's not ma'akeh as far as tefillah is concerned, he can daven. But here, v'hocha hu amida, sheyoshi b'chedru the anoshim shenu lo v'chadam, aber nerotu l'zbazel b'vneim. How would I dress in my home in front of other individuals? Would I expose that part of my body? And then he goes further. Yim yesh lo tzar, now he defines something he didn't say earlier. Let's say a person is sweating profusely. Assuming that you, I grew up without air conditioning. And I lived in La Ciudad de Nueva York. And it got hot. And got humid. So now let's say you're very, very hot. Rashoi leilech v'lecha b'zeh b'shumid es chasidos. Dov m'zeh shu'tzar ha'ri ha'derech u'kein leisha gab b'nei ha'doshim ha'yodim yitzaro. Hashem yizbarach gam kino yodei ha'tzaro. Of course, you are not allowed to be Megal Erba. So what does that mean? Can I sit in my home with my undershirt? Ain't shum sofik shakeh. No doubt that you're allowed to do so. If it's hot and you're sweating, can I sit in shorts in my house? Ain't shum sofik shakeh. No question about it. Those are not considered to be mekomas that require kisui. Abu Megili Erba also. Of course, Rabbi Moshe says, I'm just reading further, you're not allowed to go ahead and expose parts of the body, should not be exposed. There's another problem that you have to dress properly in order to be able to be mahar b'divrei Torah. Let's say a person for medical reasons has to be in a more exposed kind of position. That would also be permissible. Even to dress without socks. One should not go about barefooted. I have an issue actually, sometimes here in Eretz Yisrael, more in Eretz Yisrael than in Chutz Aretz, here's the problem. With Koyanim, says Mishnah Berurah, in Hilchos Brichas Koyanim, they should not duchen yochev. So in my other shul, I carried with me every imaginable kind of attire for all kinds of situations in my office. Socks, trousers, jackets, whatever was necessary for Kohanim who came, Yachef, I invited them to my office and they put on socks. There was an individual who came, he had yahrzeit, and he came in shorts. I told him he won't be able to daven for the Omid, not in the shul that I'm the Rav, but I said there's no problem. I carry trousers. Someone once came for yahrzeit, someone else had taken the pair of trousers. Another individual. And as a result, he was in tears, and he had yahrzeit. So I said, we'll do the following, which was a big kula. I said, someone, pacheach, that's a sugya megillah. It's called in Shechon Aruch la'alocha. We'll wrap the talus around him. And we wrapped the talus completely around him, round and round, a big talus. He was completely covered. Ve'hekalti. And I was meko that he should go ahead and daven with the omer, since he was in tears, with yahrzeit. But here again, the point at the bottom of this page, Rabbi again and again repeats this idea. We're talking about Amias Chassidus, Velod Yinyan Isar. Next page, we're almost finished. If there's any kind of issue, a person would not go ahead and be Mavazi himself. He's going to dress in a certain kind of way in his home. And even if he doesn't come with a formal attire, but he's going to dress in a fashion which is mechubad. And then it goes on to describe the halacha pocheach. So it seems to me, just hayotzei mikol dvareinu, rak l'sakev et ha'inyan, a fundamental machlokes between the Mishnah Berurah and the Igus Moshe with reference to this issue, as you can see. And the Mishnah Berurah is very machmir. He's not the only one who's machmir. I actually went looking and saw others also have a different position than that of the Igus Moshe. But certainly, Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, Efshar L'smoch Alav, especially with Maneinu Onu, and he speaks about a number of very significant histagiyot, whether it's Tsar, whether it's Mishum Refuah, and the like. So undoubtedly, one is not allowed to expose parts of one's body that are private, even when you're alone. The only heter would be for medical reasons, a doctor is examining the person, something along those lines. And secondly, Rav Moshe writes that if it would be too time consuming to change under the covers, then he writes the halacha, that one can undress in the bathroom, if that will enable you to learn Torah or go to work more expeditiously, because the bathroom is designated for that purpose, for undressing, for the purpose of bathing. So even if the tzorech is not a tzorech of bathing, you'd be allowed to go ahead and do so. And as far as one at home is concerned, you're not allowed to expose parts of your body if you'd be ashamed to do so in front of others. If they'd be here, a bizoyo means in front of people that you'd be embarrassed to go ahead and do so. That's his lashon. Sheyoshi b'chegel fin anoshim she'enu la v'chadon avinerotzel v'zbazel b'kneem. Because all the more so, kavachemim, one should be ashamed before Hashem is barach. Dimelo kares kibodo. However, if you want to relieve physical discomfort, Rabbi Shafaisin here in the tshuva allows you to undress, removing your shirt at home on a hot day. There's no air conditioning. It's done for the purpose of cooling off. Perhaps you would normally be embarrassed to be seen that way. It would be mutar al pi halacha, according to the Igros Moshe. But tefillah is a separate din. That the Igros Moshe writes very carefully that one has to, b'fnei melech malchim hamlochim, we have probably an Isra, let's call it an Isra d'Rabbanan, where the Gemara has in brachas al chafei, that one should not appear before Hashem Yisbarach, melech malchim hamlochim, in a fashion that would not be appropriate to appearing before a king. So, to a large extent, we have been samich on the tshuva of Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, which means that you don't have to go ahead and put your socks on under the blanket, and probably this applies to other attire as well. And Rabbi Moshe Feinstein attempted to present the parameters of this halacha, and all this was simply presented together with the preamble that I gave, and perhaps I will also on Sunday now sum up my philosophic position with reference to tznius that also still needs a bit of fleshing out, because often we tend to understand tznius in technical terms, how high, how low, but that is a complete and total misunderstanding of what tznius is all about. And therefore, it seems to me that es tznuim chachma, which is the pasuk in Mishlei, the way B'nai Torah and B'nos Torah should behave, that is critical, and we will miss Hashem on Sunday, B'nai Neder, B'ez Hashem Yisbarach, attempt to present the philosophic, as I've already discussed a few days ago, but I will now add some other elements that I have been thinking about the last number of days, and will more or less be able to continue the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Beis.
With shorts, would you let someone be part of the minyan, or just not leave the?
Would it be a difference in camps?
Yes, exactly.